the heart of Dimension 634, two evil creatures plot mercilessly to destroy all we hold dear to our hearts. Can anyone stop these vile fiends? In our last episode, Pharos the Weasel had finally managed to create the most powerful of all diabolical weapons, the Death Ray. And deep within their secret lab, no one more nefarious than the evil magician, Nuke the Radioactive Raccoon, has laid out his plans for universal domination. Will they succeed?
Is the Death Ray ready to fire, Pharos?
Yes, Master. I'm making the final calculations right now. Soon, the universe will be trembling at your feet.
Excellent. I will call the President to ask for ransom. This is the evil green raccoon known as Nuke. Put me on with the President.
Oh, boy. I hope Mr. President shows up and we can have ice cream together.
Silence, Guardy! Mouse monsters need to know their place.
Yes, Mr. President. If you do not meet with my demands, I shall have my henchmen fire the death ray that will bring the universe to its knees. Why are you laughing? You know I am fully capable of destroying... It seems Mr. President is not taking us seriously. Prepare to fire the death ray!
Yes, Master! Preparing to fire!
I wonder if there is such a thing as a cheese-flavored death ray. I'm hungry.
Quiet, Gordy! Pharos, fire the death ray now!
Firing! Oh no! Something went wrong! Master, something went wrong.
What happened now?
Wow, that cheese I put in the death ray turned the whole lab into cheese.
Guardy, you stupid mouse! You tampered with my death ray! How many times do I have to tell you not to touch anything?
Pharos, I told you having a mouse monster was a bad idea. See, this is why we can never conquer the universe. Now we have to start all over again.
Well, I guess they can always try again next week, folks. Although, I wouldn't hold my breath.
What the actual fuck even was that?
This was my fault, Nuke.
Now why do I have my doubts about that?
I had nothing to do with the three of you getting separated. Sometimes that just happens with the door system.
Nevertheless, I have entirely lost my ferret and his monster. And I don't know anything about the world we are currently in. Also, why can't I communicate with him with the earpieces?
They were only intended to be used across a dimensional divide.
You just made that up right now.
Look, dimensional travel can be unpredictable sometimes. I can't seem to communicate with him either. Hell, he might have taken the fucking things off.
He would never... Actually, you might be right.
Why does it sound like you're in a car?
I'm currently using my magic to will this car into motion, but it's rough on it. I can only hope I can find some clue to Pharos and Gordy's whereabouts before its framework melts down around me.
Well, that's fucking weird.
Please, Surly, do what you can to find them.
Look, I got my own problems here. I'll let you know if anything comes up, but you're probably on your own for now.
Probably?
As in, mostly. See you later.
That's just fine. I have my own methods anyways. But first, I'll need an unwilling sacrifice.
What kind of bullshit show are you running here, you leaf-nosed prick?
My name is Anthony, and I'm not sure why you're so angry.
Of course I'm angry! You made me and my master look like idiots! You also made Gordy look even more like an idiot than he is, and that takes work. What kind of asshole bad are you? How did you even know about our operation to begin with?
Oh, well, that's easy. Here, let me show you something.
Oh my... Is that...
Look familiar?
That's my recording device! I thought it was destroyed! I saw it destroyed!
Maybe it was. It's hard to say how these things play out on the quantum level. The point is, however, that I have it. And it has inspired our world's most popular radio show.
Give it to me, Anthony.
No.
You don't understand. I really want that back. I'll do whatever I can to get it back.
Pharos, this recording device has a strange power to it. Just holding it in my hand fills me with a strange power. A power I can use to captivate an entire world. And all I need to do is simply show the world how unbelievably stupid you and your master really are.
I'm going to murder you in that fancy chair of yours and then rape your fucking corpse.
Really? But how are you going to do that when you're a duck?
Quack.
Sorry, did you have something to say, Pharos?
Quack!
Oh, I'm going to make use of you, my little birdie.
Quack, quack!
And if I find your master, I'll make sure you both fall under my spell. And once that is complete, I'll have this entire universe eating out of the palm of my hand. Speaking of which... Would you care for some bird seed, stupid?
Quack, quack, quack.